and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, folks, and I appreciate everyone being very patient with this process that we're undertaking with regard to this resolution. A lot of messages sent forth the last 3 or 4 days. All have been heard loud and clear, and make sure that we tighten up the process as we move forward. On your desks, this is a special meeting of the Newton Board of Aldermen called for Monday, January 23rd, 2012. There is one item before us this evening. This is docket item number 20-12 that was heard earlier this evening in the Finance Committee. The draft of the resolution for text number 20-12 is on your desks. And please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. At this time, with the only item we have before us, I will recognize the Chairman of the Finance Committee, Alderman Leonard Gentile.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to ask for a suspension of the rules in order for me to report out an item that we discussed earlier this evening and for which there is no written report.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded to report out an evening that was heard earlier tonight with no formal report. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Please go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Earlier this evening, the committee met in... and I need to get the docket item. The committee met earlier to discuss item 20-12. This item was originally introduced at the last full board meeting, and it was referred to the Finance Committee. And the item is His Honor the Mayor requesting the vote of the Board of Aldermen to complement by resolution the vote of the school committee to authorize the superintendent of schools to submit a statement of interest form in regard to the Massachusetts School Building Authority special initiative for 2012 for the Newton South Science Lab, which application is due prior to January 31st, 2012. It was explained to us at the meeting that this is a program that is specific to high school science labs in the updating and upgrading of science labs. There is, we're told, $60 million available to cities and towns in the Commonwealth for doing this work. Within the statement of interest that was provided to us over the weekend, there was a lot of information as to some of the shortcomings in the labs now that we would hope to take care of if we would be successful in getting a grant. There was obviously some consternation that was expressed over the rushing of this item as far as because the program began in the fall and apparently we were late in realizing that this was available. But the bottom line is for us to even petition the state to possibly get money to upgrade the labs, we need to file the statement of interest, and as part of that statement of interest, the board needs to authorize its or indicate its approval. So with that information, a motion was made to approve the item, and it was passed unanimously in the committee by a vote of 8-0, and I would move the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there any discussion on item 20-12? Seeing none, I will ask the clerk to... Alderman Albright.
My only question was, this doesn't commit, I mean, we don't know yet the percentage of funds state versus city, and this doesn't commit us, it's just a statement of interest. That's what I wanted to be clear on.
That is correct, and I can say that because the Chairman of Finance is nodding his head, and the Principal of Newton South is nodding his head, and the CFO is nodding her head.
Okay, thank
you. But yes, it was discussed in committee that this is, there has been no allocations provided. I think the statement of interest is allowing us to see, allowing the MSBA to see how many school districts are interested in this grant program. Is there anyone else that wanted to, and just to follow up, as I mentioned in the committee, there are some questions that have been submitted that were not answered by this evening. Generally, I think many of them were asked, but there were some specifics that were submitted that I will ensure we get the answers to. Alderman Johnson had a couple of questions with regard, I think, internally and procedurally on the CIP that we can discuss at the committee of the whole, and Alderman Harney had a question for the school department. I asked that he put that in writing as well, and I'll get that over. Okay. Is there anyone else with anything with regard to item 20-12? Again, I appreciate the fact that this is an off night for some of you, and I appreciate that you came in tonight. With no one else, I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll on this item. I'd like to have a formal vote on it.
Alderman Albright. Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller.
Aye.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney.
Aye.
Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Kalis.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Laredo.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci.
Aye.
Alderman Santiolo.
Aye.
Alderman Schwartz. Alderman Swiston.
Aye.
Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon.
Aye.
The vote is 23 yeas with one absent.
23 yeas with one absent. The item carries. Alderman Yates.
Could I request that this information, this vote be provided to the TAB as expeditiously as possible so that they know that we have in fact not delayed the submission of this application?
In fact,
they seem to be uncertain on that topic.
Absolutely. I'm almost positive someone in here is probably doing it as we speak, but we can definitely do that. Thank you, Alderman Yates. Seeing no other business before the board, I will recognize Alderman Swiston. Motion to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We are adjourned at 7:43. Finance will be back in session in room 222, and ZAP will start their meeting at 7:45 and 202. Thank you, colleagues.